I would state that if it's not going to be clearly understood or really not serve a purpose, then why just generate something for a warm, fuzzy feeling?
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, you really want to have a document, a plan, or something that's going to be able to have a cause. If it's just going to be done up for a publicity stunt or this and that, we are not working toward serving any ends other than to say, well, okay, we've done it, we've ticked it off, we can now put it on a shelf and it can gather dust.
Well, I certainly wouldn't have envisaged that it be done just as a publicity stunt. I would have envisaged that it be action-oriented.
Well, the complexity on the communities in terms of not having enough resources to do a whole lot of things. I mean, if we're not going to be able to commit to implementing any sort of actions out of it, then, again, you beg the question, why do it?
Well, the point is, I'm not suggesting that there be no implementation of actions out of it. I would be suggesting that the community with the police all get together and agree that perhaps our biggest priority in policing for the coming year will be X. And so the police know that's what they think should be done, that's what the community agrees should be done, and
Mr.
then
Chair,
they have the community involvement and agreement in doing it, and the community backing.
I just want to add that, my community, we actually do a four-yearly, five-year consultative process whereby we look at what are the key issues for the community to take us into the future planning stuff.
Strategic planning. Yes.
So essentially, I mean, the point I'm trying to make is that there are these other opportunities through which we can actually address that same end. I'm not saying can the idea because it's a waste of time. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that, okay, what we probably need to do is consider what is in place at the moment that we can maybe get that message through that vehicle. My experience is we just end up with a whole lot of planning documents, a whole lot of time spending these meetings that we don't necessarily need to have, and we've got that message across from the community and they have ownership in that same process.
I would have thought your council strategic plan would be a good start to looking at what, insofar as how does that correlate with, cross across the policing aspect to fit in with what the policing is going to be done in the next 12 months, 4 years.
Mm.
Over the life of your strategic plan. Yes, Stuart.
I think community plans are essential. We've got all different types of community plans.
Mm.
Suicide, local disaster, this is endless. But with community people, because you're juggling so many different things, when, for instance, advocacy or funding or policy review is conducted with the various departments that community agencies or people deal with, the duplicating of efforts in trying to achieve one particular outcome is quite often a monotonous task. And when you need to have the collaboration of other parties to actually instigate an outcome, you'd like to have faith in those people, being presumptuous that they're going to play a role and they will undertake that to the end. But that in itself, with that community control, community grassroots approach, if that's been identified as the way in which it needs to happen to achieve outcomes and acknowledged by the government, then that needs to be duly interpreted as such, not a different meaning, and then the community's left scratching their head saying, well, we thought we were going to get this, but we didn't get that, or it didn't happen the way we thought it was going to happen. So they're the sorts of responsibilities that the communities really need to bank on, because their time and effort is more times than not voluntary.
Yes, all right. I must say, I had thought it would be worthwhile, could possibly be worthwhile to have, and I don't mean a huge written-out document. Some of it could almost be in dot form with a little explanatory thing of each one as to what was going to be concentrated on, the reasons for it, etc., so that it could be understood and accepted by everyone. And rather than leaving it in the unspoken way where it gets back to exactly what you say, that it's then up in the air as to who's doing what and who's responsible, and etc.
You